Mary and Joseph, looking everywhere. They were so poor that they had nowhere to go, but somewhere outside the town to look for a place. And there was Jesus born. So beautiful, so pure, so holy. Yet, there was nothing but a stable. There was nothing but a manger. There was nothing but straw to keep him warm. And I think there was the little donkey with his breathing helping to keep Jesus warm. What poverty! He chose to be poor like us so that we will learn to accept suffering, to accept poverty with his help. In our life too, suffering will have to come. These privations will have to come. Let us not forget that Jesus and Mary and Joseph went through it before. And let us have deep love for the poor, for the hungry, for the naked, for the homeless. That is why when Jesus grew up, again and again, he had a deep love for the poor. And to make it easy for us to love the poor, and to make it easy for the poor, that we take the trouble to take care of them, to help them. He said, whatever you do to the least of my brethren, you do it to me. If you receive a little child in my name, you receive me. If you give a glass of water in my name, you give it to me. And again, he tried to make us understand the tender love of God, to give us the opportunity to love him. Because how can we love God whom we don't see? St. John says, how can you say that you love God whom you don't see if you do not love your neighbor whom you see?